800s. Visit spectrummobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today here in Omaha, Nebraska, or at least close to it, Warner Park, the home of the Omaha Storm Chasers. Clippers getting ready for Game 4 of the series. We're talking with Mike Rivera, who was the catcher last night for the Clippers, and both behind home plate, very familiar with the pitching staff, and beside it as well, obviously. You know some of these Omaha Storm Chasers pitchers pretty well, do you not?
Yeah, so I went to college with two of them, and then we had Peacock last year, so I had Singer and Coar, went to school together, and it's been nice, seeing them. You know, I know they don't want to, they want to be up top with, the big league team and all that, but they've been, working on what they got to do to get up there and stay up there, so it was nice seeing them.
This is your second year in AAA. How are you differently prepared this year to be at this level than you were last year?
I think I understand a little bit more, how things roll up here. I mean, every team's got, a little bit of a different situation, but I feel like I'm a lot more calmer in a way. I don't feel like I'm too freaked out like I was when I first got the AAA, but I've been just working as hard as I can, trying to, work on little things that I think will help me throughout the season goes. And, defensively and offensively, taking good at-bats, results right now, it's okay, but just make sure I barrel balls whenever I can and produce what I need to produce. That's the most important thing.
Well, last year you had some really big hits for the Clippers when you were in there. There wasn't a ton of playing time, but you really came through in a few occasions. How rewarding is that, knowing that, listen, I'm just up here, I may not be getting a lot of playing time, but when you come through, when your opportunity presents itself, how good does that feel?
Yeah, I think, my maturity is a lot better with that. I think I'm able to handle it a lot better than I used to. Having not playing as much as I usually am, I'm going to have to find ways to be creative and, work on things because, anytime anything can happen. And I got to make sure that I'm ready, and not just for myself, but for, my teammates and the defense, and especially the pitching staff. We have a really young pitching staff, and I kind of been with them for a while. So I always want them to do well. That's probably my priority most, that I care about most. So.
All right, Mike. Thanks very much. Good luck.
You got it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We got the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way after this. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And at the ballpark we are here at Warner Park. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games stream live, and the only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout and save $10 on a yearly subscription. Go to MILB.TV for details today. Clippers are going to try and score some runs today. They weren't able to do it yesterday and thus fall to 2-1 in this series. Here's the batting order. They'll try and get the job done. Will Benson leads off in center field. Tyler Freeman at shortstop will bat second. The catcher, Brian Lavastida, will be in the three hole. Oscar Gonzalez cleans up in right. Anthony Alford in left bats fifth. Trenton Brooks is the sixth hitter in DH today. Bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine. David Fry at first base. Mitch Tolman at second. And Jose Fermin over at the hot corner. For Omaha, Clay Dungan leads off at second base. Vinny Pasquantino, the first baseman, bats second, followed by Brewer Hicklin in right field, and Freddie Fermin, the catcher, will bat fourth. Gabriel Kinsell is the five-hitter in DH. Dyron Blanco, the left fielder, bats sixth. Then Jacoby Jones, Angelo Castellano, and Ivan Castillo at center field, third base, and shortstop, respectively, round out the batting order. First pitch of the game is in for a called strike, and we are underway just a hair early. At 6:34, Will Benson looks at another called strike at the knees, make it 0-2 very quickly, and Jonathan Heasley misses low and away. He is working like he's got some place to be. Yesterday was the fastest game in the history, home history at least, for the Omaha Storm Chasers franchise, dating all the way back through the Royals days to 1969, an hour and 56 minutes for a nine-inning game. Shortest in Omaha franchise history. 2-2 the count now to Will Benson. Here is the kick and the pitch from the right-hander. Off speed, swung on and missed, strike three. Benson put away. So that's how the game begins for the Clippers. Columbus wearing the road grays, navy numbers, letters, and caps. And for the home team, home white pants and Darth Maul-themed Star Wars jerseys. This, I think, is the first time I have seen the home team side with the Sith. Here's Tyler Freeman, takes a called strike. Freeman had a double yesterday late in the game, takes another called strike to make it 0-2, a fastball from Heasley. Quickly got ahead in the count, 0-2 is just the second hit for Freeman in a Clippers uniform. Here comes the 0-2. Curveball, low and away, one ball, two strikes. Freeman's had some good at-bats. His first two games particularly, he had no hits, but he was making solid contact and having good at-bats. The 1-2. Swings and cues it on the first base side, and it's the pitcher Heasley that's got it. Underhand flip to first in time for the out. So Freeman's batting average will not go up any here. But this is a guy that is hit at every level, and you would expect that he'll come around. But right now, hitting just 111. Brian LaVastita batting 270 in his brief time in a Clippers uniform. 10 for his first 37 with a couple of doubles and a home run. First pitch hit hard, and that's going to hit the dirt just in front of Angelo Castellano. He drops it, picks it up, throws to first, and still has time to get LaVastita for out number three. So good recovery there from Castellano. The Clippers go in order. We've played a half here at Warner Park. There is no score.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Here come the Storm Chasers in the bottom half of the first inning. Clay Duncan to lead things off, followed by Vinny Pasquantino and Brewer Hicklin. And Tobias Myers will take the hill for the Clippers. Myers making his fifth start in a Columbus uniform. He has yet to go more than four innings. He has yet to throw more than 82 pitches. He threw 82 pitches last time out. It was a day where he gave up three runs on five hits over 3 2/3. Went deep into a lot of counts. Had some long innings, though he didn't give up a ton of runs. Duncan, 3 for 13 in the series, takes a pitch down and in for ball one. Myers from Winter Haven, Florida, acquired via trade from Tampa Bay in exchange for Junior Caminero. There's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop, hopped up on Freeman, and it's going to bounce off his chest and into center field. That's going to be a base hit for Duncan. Well, the Clippers' defense has not been good in this series, and that one kicked off the side of the mound and carried a bunch of spin out for the second hop on the infield dirt, and Freeman was expecting it to come, you know, just about waist high, and instead it bounced up near his shoulders. Caromed off him and into center field for a single, and here's Vinny Pasquantino. Swings out in front of an off-speed pitch, strike one. Well, as you look out across the panorama of the ballpark in Papillion, Nebraska, there are a bunch of clouds. There's very little blue sky. But directly overhead and behind the ballpark, there are a few patches of blue, and the sun is shining through here a little bit. It is far and away the best day so far. There's a fly ball down the left field line, a long run for Alford. If it's fair, it's trouble. It's fair. It's going to fall in, and that'll be a double. Anthony Alford was playing the left-handed batting Pasquantino to pull, and he did not. He hit it down the left field line, and it falls about 15 feet inside fair territory for a two-bagger, and the Storm Chasers are in business here. Burns at second and third, nobody out. 67 degrees, your game time temperature. Under cloudy skies, wind coming out of basically the south at 5 miles per hour. So it is actually blowing out center, right center field. Myers delivers the first pitch inside to Hicklin for ball one. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday on May 27th. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Myers deals up and in. Two balls and nothing to Hicklin. Brewer Hicklin has had a good series so far, 308 batting average. Three of his four hits have been doubles. Pitch to him. Pops it up in a shallow right field. Oscar Gonzalez coming in to make the catch, sets up to throw to the plate. Here comes the dart, and it is right on target. They held the base runners. They saw Oscar Gonzalez last year, both with the bat and the arm in right field, and they know what he's about. So Hicklin flies out harmlessly to right field. The runners stay put. And here is Freddie Fermin. Well, here's where you could use a strikeout. The infield playing back. First pitch. In the dirt, smothered by Lavastina for ball one. So four batters, Myers has thrown the first pitch for a strike to only one of them so far. Next offering, off speed, swung on and missed, had him way out in front. The pause. Now the pitch. Curveball. That's a strike at the top of the zone. Well placed. Making it 1-2. Freddie Fermin, 273 batting average against the Clippers this year, hitting 275 overall with a couple of home runs. Next pitch. Fastball went up above the zone, and Fermin laid off. He's driven in 9 runs so far in just 11 ball games. Fermin has been doing all the catching. MJ Melendez in the major leagues with the Kansas City Royals, promoted just before this series. Last year's minor league home run leader. Now the 2-2. Curveball fouled away. This Storm Chasers team was just merciless last year. There was not a hole in the lineup, and everybody had power. Most of those names not on this current Storm Chasers roster. 2-2 pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner. Comes in at 89 miles per hour. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Two on, one down. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Went back to the breaking ball and threw it high for ball four. Well, Gabriel Kinsell has hit very well in this series. He's played in two of the three games. He's batting .571. Up here at a big spot. And because it is a big spot, Rigo Beltran's going to come out of the dugout and talk things over. And Tobias Meyer doesn't look all that happy about it. The infielders all get to the mound before Beltran does. And you can see they're all trying to fire up their pitch a little bit. Say, hey, it's all right. You're doing well. Keep making your pitches. We'll pick up the ball behind you. We'll have now a force at the plate. Double play in order. Now, by the time Rigo got out there, the infielder already had their say. He didn't have a whole lot to say. He ducked out before the home plate umpire ever got out there. Home plate umpire, by the way, is the crew chief, Brock Ballou. First base umpire, Tyler Jones. Matthew Bates at third. Well, now a double play ball could get him out of this jam. First pitch. Low for ball one. Myers from the belt, delivers, and that is low. Two balls and nothing, so he's continued to fall behind batters here early. Myers from Winter Haven, Florida. Started last year, as I said, in the Tampa Bay Rays organization in AA at Montgomery. Made 10 starts, 3-3 for the Biscuits. Here comes his 2-0 pitch. And it is hit hard past the diving third baseman, Jose Firmino, into left field. One run is in. They'll hold the runners after that. Everybody up 90 feet. RBI single for Kinsell, who continues to hit Clippers pitching well. He is now 5-for-8 in this series. 1-0 Omaha here in the first. Tyron Blanco to the plate, and he is not an easy man to double up. He can fly. Well, the sun is shining through pretty good right now, but the outfield lights are on. Myers has his sign, delivers, and that is just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much, but it is ball one. Base is still loaded, still one out. Pitch in the dirt blocked by Lavastida keeps the runners put, but puts Myers behind in the count, 2-0. Myers throw 19 pitches, only 8 strikes, and he hits a man with the bases loaded. The next pitch was a fastball that came up and in and hit Blanco up near the shoulder. That'll force in a run to make it 2-0. Brings up the veteran Jacoby Jones, center fielder. Hitting just .210 on the year, but he's got some power. First pitch. Boy, he was sitting on the fastball and got it. Fouled it back. He was on it, but underneath. Now that's a veteran move there. Guy's struggling with his command. You figure, well, he's going to try and put one over the plate, throw the fastball. Just couldn't square it up. Now the 0-1. Low it away that time. Storm Chasers trying to put a big crooked number up on the board here, right out of the blocks. The Clippers have fallen behind. That's not been a death knell for Columbus this year by any stretch of the imagination. They have trailed. In fact, they have given up the first runs in most of their games this year. But when they've done that, they've come back to win most of the games that they've trailed. But not able to do it yesterday. 1-1 pitch to Jones was well inside. Two balls and a strike. Righty-righty matchup. Myers deals and misses low and away with a breaking ball. Clippers have activity in the bullpen. Thomas Ponticelli down there getting loose. Myers 3-1 pitch. Ooh, just inside for ball four. That'll force in another. Well, the body language for Tobias Myers right now, about like you would expect. He does not look very confident right now. Dealing with the eight hitter in the first inning. D'Angelo Castellano with the bases loaded and one down takes a strike. Fastball at the top of the zone, 0-1. Myers needs a double play ball in the worst way. Next pitch instead, he skips one, kicks off of Lavastida, and everybody moves up 90 feet. Wild pitch makes it 4-0. And now there is no double play in order. One count. The infield draws in. Myers ready, goes to work, and a check swing at a high pitch results in a foul ball, actually. It looked like Castellano got a piece of it, knocked it in and out of the catcher's mitt. 1-2. Set at the belt, now the pitch. Fouled straight back. Threw him the fastball. Castellano could not get good wood on it. Infield and the outfield playing him a bit to the pole sides. There's a lot of room down the right field line. Myers fires. There's a pop-up into the shallow part of center field. Coming on is Will Benson. Will they tag the runner? Let's see. There's the catch, and no, they'll hold him at third base as Benson's throw is a good one to home. Two down for Ivan Castillo, the one-time Clipper. Well, I guess really two-time Clipper. He played two games for Columbus, coming up in the Indians organization back in 2016. Two games, I believe it was three plate appearances. No hits. He is 2-for-11 in this series. In the left-handed batter's box, he awaits the first pitch. Here it comes, and he hits it high in the air to right center field. Gonzalez over toward the gap, and he's going to be called off at the last minute. Will Benson makes the catch. They run into one another, but Benson holds on to the baseball, and they look none the worse for wear. The scoreboard, however, has taken a beating. Omaha scores four runs in the bottom half of the first inning to lead the Clippers 4-0.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for Papa John's here in Central Ohio. Do you like driving or delivering products to folks at home? I sure did. I delivered pies for over 2 years before making pizza my lifelong career. Let me tell you why delivering at Papa John's is right for you. First, you're on the clock and getting paid versus waiting on a delivery to come through. Our shops are busy and we'll have a run waiting for you. You won't wonder when the next delivery is or how far you're driving with our limited delivery areas. We reimburse for every delivery. Plus, you'll earn great tips from our loyal customers who appreciate our quality. Whether full-time or part-time, our flexible schedules give you the freedom you want to become part of our team. And when you're ready to come off the road, like I was, we have growth opportunities waiting for you throughout our company. So join the Papa John's team and find out why we're the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Well, the Clippers find themselves down 4-0. Yesterday was the first time they had trailed by 5 since they were down 6-0 a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away against Syracuse. And tonight, they go 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning and then give up a 4-spot. 9 hitters came to the plate for Omaha in the bottom of the first. Oscar Gonzalez is up there, takes a ball, takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Heasley deals, swung on and missed. Little breaking ball low out of the zone, a ball and two to Gonzalez. Oscar batting 308 on the season, 7 homers and 24 runs batted in. Swings here and fouls it back to the screen. Gonzalez just 3-for-13 in the series. Late swing, got a piece of that one. Stays alive. One of the hits, a home run. Opposite field laser right down the right field line. Had an RBI single in game 2. 1-2 pitch is high and away, 2-2. Yesterday, he was just victimized a couple of times by good defense over at third base by Angelo Castellano. Here's a curveball hit high in the air to left field and deep. Blanco back at the warning track, back at the wall, bye-bye, into the lawn seats. Hanging curveball, and Oscar Gonzalez didn't even look like he had his full swing to the bat. Almost as if he kind of slowed it down because he recognized the curveball and still had barrel enough to get it over the wall for a solo home run, his 8th of the year. He is something. Here's Anthony Alford. He swings at the first pitch and skies it down the right field line. It is deep but foul and out of play. Well, the Clippers will not be shut out today. Yesterday they were blanked for just the second time this season. Alford 0-for-5 in a Clippers uniform. Takes the 0-1 low and inside. Next pitch, fastball. That's a called strike on the inside corner at 92. Alford played against the Clippers wearing an Indianapolis Indians uniform. Pops this one up down the right field line. Pasquantino chasing it into foul territory. It's off his mitt. He goes sprawling to the grass, and the ball goes careening off the warning track and up in the stands for a souvenir. Alford played 3 games for Indianapolis against Columbus, had a couple of hits. So far for the Clippers, he's drawn 2 walks, but officially 0-for-5. One ball, 2 strikes to count. Right-handed batter, here it comes. Curveball, strike 3. He knew it. Heading back to the dugout before the umpire even rung him up. One down for Trenton Brooks now. Brooks 1-for-6 since being activated from the injured list. Just almost the first month of the season with a broken hand. Takes a called strike at the bottom of the zone. A 1 offering. Is a fastball high. 1-1 count. Brooks came up as an outfielder and then was converted to a first baseman last year. 1-1. And that one is in the dirt. Skips away. 2 balls and a strike. The Guardians do not have a ton of first base prospects that have come up through the system recently. Obviously, you know, in Columbus, there was a run. 2-1. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Carlos Santana was the Indians' first baseman for a while, never for the Guardians, but he came up as a catching prospect through Columbus. And we're going to have strike three here on Trenton Brooks for not being attentive to the pitcher. And so that's a batter pitch clock violation for Brooks. That's the third time he's been hit with that in this series. So that's two outs. David Fry back in there tonight. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Next offering is hit hard but foul down the third base line. Brooks had a 6-game extra base hit streak snapped in his last game at Huntington Park against Louisville. Boy, he made a bid to get one right there. It's a 1-1 count. Two down. Here's the 1-1. And it's swung on and missed. Make it a ball and two. Clippers had Jesus Aguilar, Nelly Rodriguez, Bobby Bradley. Pretty good run of first baseman, but over the last couple of years, there have been a lot of converted first basemen playing here in Columbus. Fry goes down swinging on the 1-2 pitch. That is three straight strikeouts for Heasley after the home run from Oscar Gonzalez. That's the only run for the Clippers. They're down 4-1 as we go to the bottom of the second inning.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Bottom of the second inning, top of the order for the Omaha Storm Chasers. And, well, if you know anything about baseball, and you know that the leadoff hitter is leading off the second inning, that means the first inning went pretty well. Omaha scored 4 runs in their half of the first. They lead the Clippers 4-1. Tobias Myers back to the hill, misses outside for ball one. See if Myers can have a bounce back inning here. 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a called strike. Falling behind obviously was a problem. He threw a first pitch out of the zone to 6 of the 9 men he faced in the first inning. 1-1 to Clay Dungan, swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt to make it a ball and two. There were 3 hits in the inning, a hit batsman, a walk, and a wild pitch. All 3 of those things coming with the bases loaded. So only one RBI hit for the Storm Chasers in the first. That belonged to Gabriel Cancel. Two balls and two strikes to count. Myers into the motion. And here's a high fly ball to left field. Alford tracking it and catching it for out number one. Vinny Pasquantino to the plate. Pasquantino is going to be getting the lion's share of the time at first base. He and Nick Prado had been splitting it, but Prado went on the injured list yesterday after being hit by a pitch in the head earlier in the series. Pasquantino takes a strike over the outside corner, 0-1. Next offering is low and inside, ball and a strike. Thomas Ponticelli was up in the first inning warming for the Clippers. He sat down. Big curveball stays high. 2-1. Well, fans, if you are listening to today's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? 2-1 pitch. Again to the breaking ball. Pasquantino couldn't hold back on it long enough. He fouled it away. Now the kick and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air to left field again. And once more, Alford, this time over toward the line, will make the catch. And there are two away. Star Wars night here tonight. The Storm Chasers actually had ordered their Star Wars-themed jerseys heading into the 2020 season. And then, of course, the pandemic happened, and well, there was no 2020 season. So several of their players are wearing different numbers tonight because the jerseys they ordered had different numbers on them than the current roster. One oh pitch that is in for a called strike. Myers right back to work. Misses the inside corner by an eyelash. 2-1. Myers working at a very brisk pace here in the second inning. Base is empty. Two down. He kicks and deals. And a swing and a foul ball on the first base side makes it 2-2 to Brewer Hicklin. Hicklin flying to right field in the first inning, batting 286 against the Clippers. Time called by the batter. He's back in. Myers has his sign. Clippers right-hander into the motion. The pitch is a breaking ball low, 3-2. We saw yesterday Peyton Battenfield, the starter for the Clippers. He had given up one unearned run and then came back in the next inning and gave up four runs. There wasn't a lot of hard contact against him. Here's ball four down and in. That'll be a base runner. But then after giving up those four runs, Battenfield was able to get through the inning and pitched very, very well after that. Made it through seven. But because the Clippers' offense wasn't able to score at all, Battenfield suffered the loss. He was the first Clipper not named Kirk McCarty to pitch seven innings in a ballgame since the 2019 season. Here is Freddie Fermin. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's a strike. The throw down is not nearly in time. That base was stolen on the pitcher. As Hicklin, one of the more prolific base stealers around the league this year, had it timed perfectly. So now he's in scoring position. Count, though, in the favor of the pitcher, 0-1. Here's the offering. Curveball swung on and fouled away. Hicklin now with 8 stolen bases. Ties in with teammate Dyron Blanco for the team lead. He's also tied for 3rd overall in the International League. Buffalo's Samad Taylor has a dozen. No balls, 2 strikes to count. Myers looks to the runner at second base, now turns and fires a curveball. Oh, that's a good-looking pitch. I don't know how that one missed. But it did make it 1-2. Next pitch coming. And that's outside, 2-2. Well, when you're Tobias Myers and that call doesn't go your way, you just have to keep making your pitches. There's a pickoff attempt at second, but the runner's back. That has been a very generous lead taken out there by Brewer Hicklin. Now the 2-2. That is in the dirt, 3-2. So he was ahead of Freddie Fermin, but now the Omaha backstop has filled the count up. Myers has his sign, goes to work, and a high fly ball to left. Once again, out to Anthony Alford. He'll get all 3 putouts in this inning, a walk mixed in, but no runs for the Storm Chasers. And after 2 here at Warner Park, Clippers trailing by a 4-1 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirucia's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Easy 95.1 FM and AM 920 are proud to welcome Backstage with the Beatles, featuring Beatles tribute band Ticket to Ride and hosted by the legendary Bob Eubanks, Thursday, May 12th at the Midland Theater in Newark. Tickets are on sale now at MidlandTheater.org, or you can register to win a pair of tickets right now by visiting WMNI.com. Watch as Bob Eubanks shares never-before-heard stories about the legendary band. It's Bob Eubanks Presents Backstage with the Beatles, May 12th at the Midland Theater in Newark.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Clippers find themselves down by a 3-run deficit. 4-1 the score. Clippers' run came on an Oscar Gonzalez solo home run in the second inning. It'll be 8-9-1 due up for the visitors. Mitch Tolman to lead things off. He's at second base today, batting .307. Lefty batter Tolman swings at the first pitch, skies it to left. It's deep. Blanco back at the warning track, and Blanco will turn to watch it go. Boy, that's a home run just like the walk-off he hit at Huntington Park to cap the Louisville series. Opposite field shot, a little bit of wind going out that way, and it sneaks over the left field wall for a solo blast. And for Tolman, his 3rd home run of the year, the Clippers have cut a 4-0 deficit in half. It is now 4-2. Three 379 feet. Tail the tape on that one. Here's Jose Fermin. Now, Fermin has more homers on this team than anybody not named Oscar Gonzalez. Five on the season, takes a called strike on the 1-0 pitch, make it a ball, and a strike to the Clippers' third sacker. Fermin batting 221 on the year. Tried to hold up his swing and could not. They appeal to the first base umpire. I'm surprised the home plate umpire didn't recognize that one, but it's a 1-2 count. And the pitch hit foul on the third base side. Fermin has those five homers and three doubles. He's driven in 16 runs. He has been impactful when he's been hot, but it's been pretty hot and cold so far this year for Fermin. Now the 1-2 in the dirt. Jose made his AAA debut last year and hit very well in limited action. This year he has played mostly at third base. At the roulette table, looks like 16 is his number. 16 RBIs, 16 walks, 16 strikeouts. Three balls and two strikes here. If he draws ball four, he'll have as many walks as hits. That would be 17 of each. Here comes the 3-2. And it's hit hard, but just foul on the third base side. Outside the chalk by about 6 inches as it hit right beside the third base bag. So we'll have another 3-2. Will Benson in the on-deck circle. Nobody out here for the Clippers in the top half of the third inning. It's a 4-2 ball game. Check International League scores coming up here in just a moment. The 3-2 is swung on and fouled away. That was ball four, but Fermin was committed to it. Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The payoff is just low for ball four. Catcher Freddie Fermin was ready to go around the horn with it. Batter Jose Fermin takes first. Here's Will Benson. Bottom of the seventh inning at Rochester. They are tied 7-7. Scranton Wilkes-Barre and the Red Wings locking horns. Benson looks at a first pitch off speed low for ball one. Bottom of the eighth inning at Buffalo, the Bisons leading the Bulls 4-2 with Durham in town. Fermin takes his lead, draws a throw, and he's back with a head-first dive. Lehigh Valley leading 5-0 at Syracuse. The Mets have had a woeful start to the season at 9-17. Toledo at home leading the Worcester Red Sox 5-2. That game's in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch to Benson is tall. Two balls and nothing. Charlotte 3-0 leaders at Gwinnett. Both of those clubs below the 500 mark. Bottom two at Nashville. Norfolk 4. Nashville nothing. Benson swings and fouls it back to the screen. Now, the Nashville Sounds beat Norfolk yesterday, and that did a couple of things. It put the Tides below 500 for the first time this year at 13-14. And it also vaulted Nashville over Columbus in the IL West division by a half game for first place. Sounds are 18-8. The Clippers are 18-9. Here's the 2-1 offering. Smashed but foul down the right field line. One hop off the warning track and into the second row for a souvenir. Far and away, the biggest crowd of the series here tonight. In fact, the people here tonight outnumber those that were actually here in the stands in the first three games probably by 30-40%. Count is 2-2 against Benson. Peek to first. Long hold. And now time is called. Home plate umpire did not indicate who called it, batter or catcher. Iowa 3-0 leaders at St. Paul in the third inning. Here comes the 2-2 to Benson. He swings late at a fastball, and he is put away. Doubleheader today in Memphis. Jacksonville wins the opener 7-3. Yeah, they're just about set for game two. They won't play today in Indianapolis. There was supposed to be the completion of a game that was tied in the ninth inning at 5, and then a 7-inning game, but nothing will be done at Victory Field. They'll play 2 tomorrow and 2 in August. One down now for Tyler Freeman. Throw goes to first. Fermin is once again just ahead of the throw. Freeman tapped back to the pitcher, first time up. First pitch hit right to the shortstop. Bounds up on Castillo, but he stays with it. Goes to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Clippers get a leadoff homer and then a walk, but nothing after that. 4-2 ball game. Omaha leading as they come to bat in the bottom of the third inning.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Gabriel Kinsell to lead things off. He had an RBI single in the first inning. That was the first of four runs scored in that frame by the Omaha Storm Chasers. They batted around, had an RBI single, bases loaded hit batsman, bases loaded walk, bases loaded wild pitch. But Tobias Myers has retired five of the last six he has faced. First pitch off speed, swung on and missed by Kinsell for strike one. Myers walked a man to the second inning, but three flyouts to left field prevented any further damage to the scoreboard. Here's the 0-1. It's off the outside corner. Curveball got away from him there. It's high for a 2-1 count. Myers was rotation mates, as he is now, with Peyton Battenfield. Last year in the Rays system. 2-1 pitch. Hit hard on the left side. That is going to sneak through. Tyler Freeman gave it every bit of effort that he could. Even with his dive, it was just out of his range. Well, every year there's that one guy that just is a seemingly impossible out. We're still early, but Gabriel Kinsell may be that guy for the Clippers this year. And the bad news is there are three head-to-head series between these two teams, and that means 18 games. Dyron Blanco stands into the right-handed batter's box. Middle infield, pinch towards second base. Remain tight at third. The first pitch is up out of the zone for ball one. Blanco runs well. Didn't have to worry about that in the first inning. He was hit by a pitch, and he was able just to trot up the first baseline. 1-0 coming from Myers. And that's low and inside. 2-0. Fifth start of the year for Tobias Myers in the Clippers rotation. Here's the pitch with a late stolen base attempt. Kinsell is out. The pitch was out of the zone, so it's 3-0. Kinsell, I don't know if he thought he's kind of got his hands on his head right now in chagrin. I don't know if he missed a sign or if he thought it was a hit and run or what the situation was, but he was not entirely quick down to second base, and Lavastida threw him out easily. Rio pitch to Blanco. He's taken the whole way, and it's in there for a called strike. This is the fourth game of the series, and again, starting last year, and looks like into the conceivable future, minor league series will be 6 games. 3-1 pitch misses low and in. That's ball 4. Don't be surprised if Blanco takes off at some point against Myers here. One of those players' health and wellness initiatives. Cut down on some travel costs as well. Throw goes to first, and it bounces over to Brooks. Or excuse me, to David Fry, rather. He makes the backhand grab to keep it from getting away. Blanco dancing around out there, not going on the first pitch, which is over the outer half for a called strike. 0-1 to Jacoby Jones. He came up with the bases loaded in the first inning and drew a walk. Like everything else, I think people got used to the 6-game series pretty quickly. Jones takes another called strike, pickoff attempt back at first base after the pitch. But Blanco is back in time. 0-2 to the batter. There still are 2-city road trips, but that makes it a 2-week roadie. That's a long time. 0-2, swung on and missed for strike 3. Put a fastball by him. And Jones is the first strikeout victim today for Tobias Myers. Well, Myers does not dazzle you with velocity. He's been 89. But if you put it where you want it, you don't have to throw 95. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It is low. The throw to first is low and skips away from Mitch Tolman. So that's a stolen base. Runner in scoring position, and 2 outs with Angelo Castellano at the plate. He flied to center field his first time up. Castellano does not have a hit so far in the series against the Clippers. Takes a breaking ball at the knees for a called strike. Four 2 game, Omaha on top. Next offering, fastball, strike over the outside corner. Castellano obviously did not care for that call. Kind of snuck a look back at the home plate umpire. It's usually a no-no. Now it's 1-2, here's the pitch. Hit on the ground right side, that's going to get through for a base knock. Gonzalez comes up firing, but he will not have a chance at the plate, but now they are going to get the trail runner. Castellano made a big turn. He falls down. He's tagged out, but it'll be an RBI single, plating Dairon Blanco and making it a 5-2 game. After 3 innings, Omaha leads Columbus.
Please,
experience counts. Over 90 years, four generations of the Kuroba family, preparing and serving the most amazing Mother's Day meals. Make reservations now. 236-1392.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a $5 bonus.
Clippers trailing by three. It's a 5-2 ball game. Omaha with four runs in the first. They tacked on another in their half of the third inning. Clippers got solo home runs in the second and third. And they've got 3, 4, and 5 due up here in the top of the fourth inning. Brian Lavastita takes a called strike from Jonathan Heasley. Right-hander from Plano, Texas. Royals drafted him in the 13th round back in 2018. Next pitch, that's a called strike at the knees. And Heasley is ahead in the count, 0-2. He's never faced the Clippers. This is his first year in AAA, even though he made his major league debut in 2021. Pitched most of the year in AA for Northwest Arkansas. And then three games for the Royals at the end of the year. 1-2 pitch. Big curveball finishes inside. He had a 4.91 ERA for the Royals last year. So far this year, one win, no losses in those five starts, a 3.63 earned run average. Here comes his 2-2 pitch. Fouled away down the right field line. He has started against Indianapolis, Louisville, Memphis twice, and Toledo. His last two starts, his last start was his worst. Four runs on five hits over 4 2/3. Prior to that, he had been very good. 2-2 again. And this one swung on to miss strike three. So Lavastita put away, brings up Oscar Gonzalez. Oscar with that solo home run in the second inning, his eighth of the year. Now, the bad news is the Clippers trail 5-2. The good news is, if history is any indicator, there's nothing to worry about because the Clippers are 7-0 this year when Gonzalez hits a home run. Takes here low and away for ball one. The Clippers are also 4-0 on Friday nights. 1-0 pitch, there was a home run swing, but he was nowhere near it. And it's 1-1. Pitch coming, Heasley delivers, and it's fouled on the third base. Fouled on the third base side over there by Andy Tracy. And it was in the neighborhood. He stuck his hand out like he was going to grab it, just got to pull his hand back at the last minute saying, nah, I don't want any part of that. The 1-2. Swung on and fouled off the catcher's mask. That's when Gonzalez, with two strikes, he'll start that swing. That big home run cut, but then he'll slow everything way down and just get bat to ball to foul it away and stay alive. The wind of the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, fouled to the screen. Heasley was with the Royals in spring training, had four outings, and got knocked around pretty good over eight innings. Had an 11.25 earned run average. Once again, the 1-2. And this one bounces in 2-2. When he pitched for the Royals in 2021, he set a major league record. Well, he and some buddies. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Threw him a breaking ball, and Gonzalez came up empty. When Heasley took the mound, he became the fifth member of the 2018 draft class to make a start for the 2021 Kansas City Royals. Brady Singer, Jackson Kowar, Chris Bubik, Daniel Lynch, and Heasley. It was the first time in Major League history that five players from one draft class started for a Major League team in the same season. All five of those players drafted by the Royals in 2018. First pitch out of the zone to Anthony Alford, and the next is inside 2-0. Now, of course, we have already seen Jackson Kowar and Brady Singer in this series, both former Florida Gators. Next pitch, fouled back. Two-one count to the Columbus left fielder, Anthony Alford. Signed as a free agent after being released by Pittsburgh. 2-1. Swings and fouls it away. Two down, bases empty. Two balls and two strikes in the pitch. Broken back ground ball kicks off the side of the mound out to the shortstop. The throw to first is in time. Castillo guns down Alford by a whisker for out number three. The Clippers are gone in the fourth inning. Bottom half coming up after this. Omaha leading Columbus 5-2.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Bottom half of inning number four. Clippers down 5-2. Tobias Myers had a rough first inning. Nine men came to the plate against him, and four came around to score. Since then, he has allowed just one run. Dealing with Yvan Castillo here, misses the outside corner. One ball, no strikes to the nine hitter. Castillo fly to center field his first time up. That ended the first inning. Myers misses low on the 1-0, make it two balls and no strikes. Steel batting from the left side. Takes a pitch low again. Three balls and nothing to the leadoff man. That's been one of the issues for Myers in this one, falling behind batters. Fastball's right there for a called strike to make it 3-1. Next pitch hit high in the air to right field, but not deep. Gonzalez changes directions a couple of times, but winds up at the right spot to make the catch for out number one. Back to the top of the order for Clay Dungan, who had a single and a run scored in the first, fly to left field in the second inning. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. First pitch swing, and here's a pop-up into shallow left field. That could be trouble. Alford racing, Freeman heading, and Alford cannot make the basket catch. Well, we'll see how they score it. Alford actually had the ball come in on his body. He was racing so hard, he was kind of caught in between strides. They're going to charge an error on it. So that'll be a two-base error. Runner in scoring position for Vinny Pasquantino. Pasquantino takes high and away for ball one. And that's... I understand why that scored an error. It was a heck of a long run to get there. 1-0 pitch is low, two balls and no strikes. Myers delivers a ground ball foul on the first base side to make it 2-1. Pasquantino dangerous, homered in the first game of this series. He's got five home runs on the year. Tied for the team lead for the Storm Chasers. Next pitch popped up. That's going to get foul and well out of play, probably back to the concourse. Two-two count. And the pitch. That is in the dirt. So now the count is full. Runner at second base and only one out. The pitch. Pop foul. We'll do it again. So the Clippers with an error on the board gives them 29 on the year. That is the fourth most in the International League. Payoff again. Hit on the ground right side. Past Fry. Out to second baseman Tolman. And Tolman did not throw to first. Myers was there covering. And Tolman didn't throw. So they're going to score that, a fielder's choice. It's not a base hit. And runners are on the corners. I don't know if Tolman held the ball because he wanted to make sure that the runner didn't score from third. But they're on the corners now. And still only one out for Brewer Hicklin. Who takes a first pitch fastball for a called strike on the outside corner. Well, maybe Fry diving after the baseball. Tolman saw that out of the corner of his eye and figured there wouldn't be any play at first base and made sure he secured the baseball first, and his eyes were on the runner at third. Regardless, Clippers failed to get an out there. Next pitch, little looping shot into center field. That's a base knock. Brewer Hicklin with an RBI single, and once again, it's a four-run lead, 6-2. Time called now. Here comes the Clippers manager, Andy Tracy. He's going to take the baseball. We'll have a pitching change. We'll tell you about it when we come back after this. It's just been an uneven night so far for the Columbus Clippers. They're down 6-2 in the bottom of the fourth.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com. For Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Omaha with the home team batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Thomas Ponticelli is on to pitch. Tobias Myers, 3 1/3 innings. 6 runs, 5 earned. 4 walks, a strikeout, 6 hits. He is responsible for the men on base. Ponticelli, 6'1", 200-pounder out of West Hills, California, 25 years of age. We'll face Freddie Fermin. Ponticelli's been good for the Clippers, and he's pitched in long relief, made a spot start in a bullpen day, and pitched very well that day as well. First offering. It's a breaking ball, and it's swung on and missed. Fermin trying to hold back, couldn't do it. Ponticelli making his 8th appearance on the year for the Clippers. 12 innings, 2 runs on 8 hits. He has walked 9 while striking out 12. The strikeout number's good. The walk number's, he'll tell you, that's too high. He misses low and away on the next pitch, 1-1. Clippers pitchers on the season have now walked 102 batters against 225 strikeouts. Fastball comes up and in here to make it 2-1. Fastball at 92 from Ponticelli. Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Clippers will be back at Huntington Park next Tuesday against St. Paul. 2-1 pitch. Slider. Strike called. Fermin walked and scored in the first, fly to left in the second inning. 6 runs on 6 hits for Omaha. 2 runs, 2 hits for the Clippers, and an error. Next pitch swung on, skied to center field. Benson drifting in. He'll make the catch. Two down for Gabriel Kinsell. Kinsell is 2-for-2 in the ballgame. 9-for-6 in the series. Or excuse me, 6-for-9. It'd be tough to be 9-for-6. But 6 hits in 9 at-bats. One of them a double. He's driven in 2. Botticelli from the belt checks the runner at second, now goes to work. Slider swung on and missed. That's been a sharp pitch so far in the very early going for Ponticelli. Drafted in 2018 by the Guardians in the 12th round, the right-hander goes back to work. Fastball this time, swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2. Here's the set by the righty. Now the kick and the pitch. Check swing. It was up high, and the appeal is denied. 1-2. Clippers won the first two games of this series and then fell yesterday, shut out 5-0. The Clippers have not scored in many innings, all told. It's a foul ball out of play. In the first three games, the Clippers scored in only three innings. Now, they were big frames. And games 1 and 2 was enough to turn into victories. Today, they've scored in two different innings, solo home runs in the second and third from Gonzalez and Tolman. Again, the 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. Long run for Freeman. Dives to get it. Flips over to second, not in time. Now they throw back behind the runner at third, and he's safe. Well, Freeman able to get to the baseball, but Tolman, when he took the flip, wasn't even on the bag, reached out with his toe to touch it, and that was late. So it's an infield single. Cancel another hit. 3-for-3. That loads him up for Dairon Blanco. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Got a break in the action here as the first base coach is allowed to unburden himself from all the gear he's taken off of batters turned base runners. Ponticelli throws a slider in the dirt. Good stop there by Brian Lavastida. With the bases loaded, you cannot let one get by. Blanco's been aboard today twice without the aid of a hit. He was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the first, driving in a run, walked, stole second, and scored in the third. 1-0 pitch to him. Slow breaking ball finishes over, but low, 2-0. Long hold. Now the pitch. Roller on the first base side will be foul. A preview of the injury report. The Clippers are starting to get healthy from the guys who were on the IL to begin the season. They've gotten Trenton Brooks back. They've gotten Tyler Freeman back. Justin Garza is still on the injured list with a lat injury. And Nolan Jones coming back from an injured leg at the end of the last season and in a bulky back to begin this year. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and that's to the backstop. Runner coming. Here comes the throw. It is not nearly in time. That's the second time today the Clippers have thrown a wild pitch with the bases loaded to let a run come home. Pasquantino scores. That makes it 7-2. There have been a couple of Clippers recently who have gone on the injured list. Ian Jabeau and Gabriel Arias with hand injuries and Daniel Johnson with a quad strain. 3-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen, 3-2. Both runs in this inning are unearned, but that's of small consolation to the Clippers. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Put a fastball by him, but damage done. for Omaha. Two runs, two hits, one costly Clippers error, and a couple of other plays that just weren't made. We go to the fifth. Clippers down by a 7-2 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over
Indeed
here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
All right, it's time for the Clippers to get something done here as we go to the top of the fifth inning. They're down 5 runs, 7-2. Trenton Brooks to lead things off. First pitch to him is there at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Brooks, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Here's the whine of the pitch from Heasley, and it misses low. 1-1. Check the Major League scores coming up shortly, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. 2-1 count to Brooks. Here is the kick and the pitch. Checks his swing. The pitch is outside. They'll ask the third base umpire his opinion. Matthew Bates says no swing, so it's 3-1. Well, no Guardians baseball today. There's a big swing and a miss on 3-1, make it 3-2. One of several postponements around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays and Guardians will play a double dip tomorrow. They're also postponed in several other cities. Here's the 3-2, and it is off the inside corner for ball four. Parent club of these Omaha Storm Chasers, the Kansas City Royals, trying to play at Baltimore, nothing doing. Mets at Phillies, Rangers at Yankees, Pirates at Reds, Dodgers at Cubs, all postponed. That might be the most games I have seen postponed by weather in a long, long time. First pitch low on a check swing to Clippers first baseman David Fry. Fry struck out his first time up. Throw goes to first, and the runner is back. Some games are being played, including in Boston. White Sox 3, Red Sox nothing. Luis Robert with his fourth home run of the year for the Pale Hose. White Sox trying to claw their way back up over the 500 mark. They are 11-13. Red Sox well under 500 at 10-16. That's a disappointment. Brewers and Braves tied 2 apiece. In the top of the sixth inning down in Atlanta, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his first home run of the year, a 450-foot blast. And after he made contact and followed through on his swing, he fell right on his backside at home plate. Had to dust himself off to circle the bases. 1-1 pitch, a called strike. 1-2 now to Fry, batting just 198 for the Clippers, but his hits have been impactful. 16 hits, 10 for extra bases. Here he checks his swing at a fastball outside. The appeal is denied, 2-2. 11 runs batted in on those 16 hits and 10 runs scored. So his slugging percentage, .420, but a sub-200 batting average. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Hit high in the air to center field and pretty deep. Jacoby Jones heading back with his back to the plate, races to the wall, and it is gone! A two-run home run. Straightaway center field, and once again, impactful contact for David Fry. Two-run home run. The Clippers double their run total and cut the deficit from 5-3. 5 home runs now for Fry to go with those 6 doubles, 13 runs batted in. And it looks like that is going to do it for Jonathan Heasley. Scott Thorman, the manager, is out, and he will make the call to the bullpen, so we will step away. 7-4 contest, Clippers trailing Omaha, still batting with nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. We're back after this.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
Brad Peacock takes over on the hill for the Omaha Storm Chasers. Peacock has pitched once in this series, hitting in two-thirds, no runs, a hit, no walks, no strikeouts. All told on the season, Peacock making his 10th appearance. He's 1-1 with a .409 earned run average, 6 runs, 5 earned on 13 hits in 11 innings. So it's been a mixed bag for him, the former Clipper. Cleveland signed him last year. He did not fare very well in a Clippers uniform. Best season came in the major leagues for the Houston Astros during their World Series championship season. Cleveland traded him to Boston last year, had a major league opportunity there for a little while anyway. First offering is a called strike on a generous inside corner to Mitch Tolman. Tolman homered his first time up, batting .316 on the season. 0-1, up and in with a fastball. Peacock out of Leesburg, Florida. .34 years of age, 6'1", 207 pounds. Misses outside, 2 balls and a strike to Tolman. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Pulled the string on him a little bit, 2-2. Clippers down 7-4. This is a hitter-friendly yard. Tolman takes off-speed pitch low to fill the count. More particularly, when the wind is really blowing out, it's slightly blowing out now. Time called by the batter before the 3-2 pitch. So, a 3-run lead, you'd like to have it, certainly, but it's not something you can comfortably sit on. Here comes the payoff, and it's rocketed up the middle. That's a base hit for Tolman. He's 2-for-2. So this inning started with a walk to Trenton Brooks. David Fry hit a home run to straightaway center field. Now Tolman singles. Still nobody out for Jose Fermin. Fermin in game two had a grand slam. Clippers had grand slams from Oscar Gonzalez in game one. Fermin in game two. And that matched their 2021 Grand Slam total. They had only two all of last year. They've had two this year. They came in back-to-back games. The pitch. Fastball just below the zone, 1-0. Tolman took a big secondary lead there. We'll see if Freddie Fermin keeps an eye on it. Nice crowd on hand here for Star Wars night at Warner Park. Fireworks after the game. The 1-0. Breaking ball, that's low. Next pitch, that's hit to right field, and it will get down. One hop out to Hicklin and right. Tolman stays right there at second base, taking no chances. And so the Clippers are 2-for-2 against Brad Peacock. And all of a sudden, the potential tying run is at the plate. Will Benson has two home runs on the year. He's not fared well in the series. 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. .220 batting average on the year. The pitch. Just off the inside corner. Didn't miss by much. Peacock has been around the periphery of the strike zone, but until he has come in it, the Clippers have laid off, and when he has, they have struck. The 1-0. Fastball. That's a called strike over the outer black to even the count at 1-1. Benson has tremendous natural power. Has not gotten to it a ton here for the Clippers. Next pitch, an inside-out swing and a fly ball to left field. That is caught. Here comes the throw to second base, and the Clippers are bad. Lucky that it was not a very good one, because Tolman was way off the bag, and he just got back. Throw came in from Dairon Blanco, and it was a rainbow. So Benson is out, one down, still runners at first and second for Tyler Freeman. Freeman hitless on the day. Yesterday hit a double down the left field line. The pitch. Slider outside, 1-0. Now, Freeman has been a hitter at every level since the Guardians drafted him. Still trying to find his footing here at AAA. 1-0. Popped up. Shallow right, he fires down his bat as Dungan drifts out, but he's called off by the charging right fielder Hicklin, who will make the catch for out number two. Down for Freeman. The longer this goes, the more frustrating and mentally taxing this slump is going to be. Prior to his first two AAA games, he had not gone hitless in back-to-back contests since 2019. And so he's got a track record of success. He's going to hit. But right now, he is fighting it a little bit. Leaves it up to Brian Lavastida. One home run in a Clippers uniform, .256 batting average. Today's 0-for-2. Peacock looks to second, turns and fires, and a hard ground ball to third. Backhand grab by Castellano, throws to first, and a dig out by Pasquantino on the other side of the diamond is out number three. Boy, Angelo Castellano is having a great defensive series at the hot corner. He has saved the Storm Chasers many, many runs, including at least one right there. The Clippers, though, get two on a David Fry home run. It's 7-4. Storm Chasers on top as we go to the bottom of the fifth.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Clippers down 7-4. Go back to the bullpen. It's Alex Young on. Alex Young, born in Westlake, Ohio. Didn't grow up there, though. 28 years of age. 72 Major League games between Arizona and Cleveland. Acquired via the waiver wire from the Diamondbacks last year. He'll face Jacoby Jones to start his day. Ninth appearance of the year for Young. No wins, no losses, no saves. A 4.35 earned run average. Five runs given up in 10 and a third on 11 hits. He's walked just one. He's struck out 17 and gets a big swing and a miss. And a pitch diving out of the zone from Jacoby Jones. Jones walked, driving in a run with the bases loaded in the first. Struck out in the third, and now he's down to the count 0-2 because he swings and fouls away the 0-1. Jones drafted by Pittsburgh, but played most of his time in the Tigers organization. Here comes the 0-2. And he takes a breaking ball down and in. A lot of time in the International League with Toledo. A lot of time in the bigs with the Tigers. Had a pretty good 2020 season, that shortened campaign. Next pitch, breaking ball, trying to hold up his swing. Couldn't do it. Strike three. So Jones is out. One down for Angelo Castellano. Finishing up the major league scores, though there are not many. The Tigers at the Astros. Astros 15-11. The Tigers 8-16. And as you would expect, Houston leads 3-1. First pitch, swinging, and a tapper out towards third base. Vermeens got it, throws to first, and one pitch does away with Angelo Castellano. And I suppose turnabout fair play, a nice play by the third baseman putting Castellano down because he has, I mean, defensively certainly been the player of this series so far. Now, Castellano's not hit much. He had an RBI single in the third inning. It's been one of his few offensive contributions, but defensively he has been a gem. Two down for Ivan Castillo. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Castillo 0-for-2 with a fly out to left and center. And here's a fly ball to left. It's going to go off the wall, and Alford played it in too close. Karam's back behind him. He picks it up and throws in, but Castillo is at second with a two-out double. Back to the top of the order for Clay Dungan. Omaha leading 7-4 and looking for more. Dungan has scored two runs today. Singleton scored in the first, reached on an error in the fourth inning. That error allowed two runs to score. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner, 0-1. From the high set, Young looks to second base, now turns and fires and misses low and away. Good stop by Lavastida. One ball, one strike. Much more deliberate pace to the ball game today than we saw yesterday. There's a wave at a breaking ball well out of the zone, 1-2. We are not going to have a 1 hour, 56 minute game today. We are not yet through the fifth inning, already in an hour 40. Levin combined runs on 13 combined hits. Here comes the 1-2. And it's fouled on the first base side. We'll have another. Clippers starter Tobias Myers walked four batters. Clippers have drawn two walks as well. So both teams have had several base runners. That tends to slow things down a bit. Again, the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Back to a breaking ball for Alex Young. A pretty good inning for him. He strikes out a pair, gives up a double, and prevents the Storm Chasers from scoring any runs. That's five in the books here from Warner Park. Omaha with the better end of a 7-4 score against Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Tax season is not over. Same as Auto Palace's sales event. Check out their amazing Cash for Clunker special with the best sign and drive program in town. Got a car sitting in the yard? Bring in your trade, running or not. Auto Palace will guarantee you $1,500. Auto Palace will come towed away and give you $1,500 trade-in value. Don't have a trade? Then take advantage of this incredible sign and drive extended special with some cars marked down up to 40%. Auto Palace will get you approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with no money down. Just sign and drive off the lot. At Auto Palace, every vehicle comes with a free 30-day warranty. Extended warranties are always available. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Auto Palace has the best prices in Central Ohio, great cars that fit everyone, and a fantastic trade-in program. Call 614-851 6000 or just stop by 4621 West Broad Street. Check out Auto Palace online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Back to the pen once more for Omaha. Andres Nunez takes over from Brad Peacock. Peacock allowed hard-hit singles to the first two batters he faced, but then put the next three down quietly to keep the Clippers from doing any more damage. All four runs are charged to the starter, Jonathan Heasley. He will not qualify for a win, failing to go five innings. Heasley goes four runs, all earned, three hits, two walks. The Clippers got him for three homers. All three of the hits that he gave up went over the wall. So now you are into that dynamite Omaha bullpen. Bullpen for the Storm Chasers, a 2.69 earned run average. Second best in AAA, not just the International League, but all of AAA. Here's Oscar Gonzalez, a homer and a strikeout. He cuts and fouls this one away, 0-1. The pitch. Gonzalez chops it on the third base side. Guess who's there? Castellano throws it from line to line. It's off the bag, and Gonzalez eludes the tag. Well, we'll see if they give a base hit on that one or if that'll be an error. I would guess a base hit. Well, that's Castellano has done such great defensive work, and they will give Gonzalez a hit. He's 2 for 3. That you just expect that throw to be right on the bag. Just getting the baseball was a feat. Making it a close play, a marvel. So man on and nobody out, and a big swing and a miss by Anthony Alford. Makes it strike one. Clippers have not scored a run against the bullpen. It's a high bounder to third. That's going to be a... that's called a foul ball. I'd love to see a replay on that one because it looked like it hit the chalk behind the bag, short-hopping Castellano, who couldn't make the play cleanly. Andy Tracy right there on the third base side didn't make too much of a stink about it. That's a big call there. Worst case scenario for the Clippers, you got them at first and second, nobody out. Alford down 0-2. Righty-righty matchup. Nunez peaks to first, kicks and fires, and misses inside with a fastball at 92 miles per hour, 1-2. Alford looking for his first hit in a Clippers uniform. One-two pitch. Fastball is low, 2-2. He's drawn a couple of walks. But he is 0-for-7 with a run scored. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Alford waits. The 2-2 coming. Swings and pops it up. Shallow right field. Hicklin over toward the line. A couple of steps will make the catch for the out. Brings up Trenton Brooks. Brooks is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. He scored in front of David Fry when Fry put one over the center field wall in the fifth inning. 7-4, Storm Chasers on top. Top half of inning number 6. First pitch, he tried to hold up his swing, but Brooks couldn't do it. Strike one. Brooks just 1-for-7 since coming back off of the injured list. Middle infield in double play position with one down. The breaking ball finishes low and inside, 1-1. Soft breeze blowing out toward left center field. Lights on, sun dipping low. We've actually seen some sunshine today in Omaha. Brooks swings and grounds it to first. Scooped up by Pasquantino. His only play is to the covering pitcher, so he spins 180 degrees. And feeds Nunez, and Nunez beats Trenton Brooks to the bag for the out. 1-3 on the put away. So that'll leave it up to Fry. 1-for-2 with a 2-run home run. So the batting average back up over 200 at 207, the slugging percentage at 463. Fry checks his swing at a slider for ball one. He's got a pretty vertical batting stance, just a little tilt at the hips. The trunk bent toward home plate. He awaits the 1-0 pitch. Here it comes. And it's a fastball low. Two balls and nothing. Fry from Colleyville, Texas. Acquired from Milwaukee via trade, he's a career 269 minor league hitter. Coming into the year, 41 home runs in 291 games. 2-0. Slider in for a called strike. Snap back over the inside corner. Battle of the bullpens from here on out. To one pitch. Hit hard toward left field. Blanco chasing to the corner, dives, and he's not going to get there. It goes to the wall. It's another extra base hit for Fry as he cruises into second base with an RBI double. Said it before, but it bears repeating. When he puts the ball in play, Fry hasn't had a ton of hits, but they have made an impact on games. Two-run ball game, 7-5, and Mitch Tolman to the plate. Tolman is 2-for-2 already today, a home run in the third, a single in the fifth. If he can put a charge into another one, we could be tied. First pitch fastball, it's a called strike over the outside corner. That is the first run the Clippers have scored in this series against the Omaha bullpen. The 0-1 is outside, like Rocky IV. When he goes back into the corner after opening up Ivan Drago, the trainer tells him he's not a machine, he's a man. You can hit this guy. Oh, that's our name. 1-1 pitch to Tolman is high and away. The Omaha Storm Chasers bullpen have been a collective Ivan Drago in this series. And now the fighter from Philly has landed the big blow. See if this one ends the same way. Hopefully not with brain damage. Tolman waits. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses out in front of the off-speed. Franchise took a bit of a dark turn after that. Runner leads from second, Fry. Here comes the pitch. And it's a breaking ball down and in. A check swing from Tolman. They asked the third base umpire his opinion. He says no swing. It's a full count. Tying run at the plate. Two outs. Runner at second base. Top of the sixth here at Warner Park. From the high set, Nunez kicks and deals. And he missed low for ball four. Mitch Tolman has reached for the third time today. Here comes Jose Fermin. They've not gotten him out. He walked in the third. He singled in the fifth. Clippers have activity in their bullpen. It's Robert Broom getting the right arm loose. And now we'll get a visit from the pitching coach for the Storm Chasers. Dane Johnson walking slowly to the mound. There's nobody throwing right now for Omaha. We had very nice game time conditions, 67 degrees at our first pitch, but the temperatures are starting to cool now that the sun has gone down and more clouds overhead also. Not had a lead change in this one, but in a lot of Clippers games over the past couple of weeks, there's been a lot of back and forth. Meeting on the mound is over. We'll see what Jose Fermin can do. Third trip to the plate. Third different pitcher he's faced. Open stance in the right-handed batter's box. Here's the high set now, the pitch, and it misses the outside corner for ball one. Next pitch. Taken for a strike, off-speed pitch is in there. Well, fans, for AAA member nights this year at Huntington Park, present your valid AAA member card at the ticket window. Get a discount on tickets. Next one coming up on May the 11th against St. Paul, 7:05 first pitch. Here's the 1-1. Well inside, two balls and a strike to Fermin. Will Benson in the on-deck circle. This inning started with Oscar Gonzalez reaching on an infield single. Alford flied out, Brooks grounded out, Fry with an RBI double, plated Gonzalez and cut it to a two-run deficit. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt, 2-2. Fry's at second, Tolman at first after drawing a walk. Two balls, two strikes. Nunez gets his sign from Freddie Fermin, who sets the mitt on the inside part of the plate. The pitch. Well inside, almost hit him. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. So the runners will be in motion. Fermin can split the gap and roll it to the wall. We could get tied here. The payoff is a breaking ball up and in. Ball four. Actually, I think we had a balk called. Yeah, they did. They called a balk. The Clippers would rather have ball four there. Ball four would have loaded the bases. And a fresh count for Will Benson. But now a single can tie the game. Once more the 3-2 pitch. And it's fouled back to the screen. Came again with a slider. Fermin does a lot of damage on fastballs. Especially early in the count, he'll spit on the breaking ball, waiting for a fastball. Again, the payoff. Heater swung on and missed for strike three. It was well inside. He thought he saw a fastball he liked, couldn't find it. Clippers get a run on two hits. They leave two. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning with Omaha still in front 7-5.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte Powder Packs. Feel better fast.
Alex Young back out there. The leadoff man for Omaha is a left-handed batter. And then you've got righties due up after that. So I would expect that this might be the last guy that Alex Young will face. Here's the line, the pitch, and it's lifted high in the air down the left field line. Alford heading over toward the stripe and will drop the baseball. Glanced off the end of his glove and falls to the warning track. That's the second E7 of the night. Well, when the ball left the bat, got up into the sky, and it's that time of night where it can be tough, but it didn't look like Alford had lost it at all. He kept tracking it to the right area. But Pasquantino will be at second base on an E7, and that is going to do it. We will have a pitching change here for the Clippers in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They have clawed to back within two, but Omaha with a man in scoring position with nobody out. We're back after this.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Robert Broom into pitch for the Clippers, the 6'1", 182-pound right-hander out of Rising Fawn, Georgia. 10th-round draft pick by the Guardians back in 2018. Sidewinding right-hander. And he comes in a situation where there's a runner at second base, nobody out. And his task is to try and keep this deficit at two. Clippers trailing 7-5 with Omaha batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now, Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Brewer Hicklin digs in. 1-for-2 on the day. Hicklin fly to right his first time up, then walked, then had an RBI single, and he takes outside for ball one. Clippers have won two of the first three games in this series. In spite of committing, well, in the last three games alone, 8 errors. Broom misses badly outside, 2-0. Next pitch, that's wide, 3-0. Next pitch in for a called strike, 3-1. Clippers committed one error in game one, 3 errors in games 2 and 3, and already 2 errors tonight. The pitch. Swung on, fouled away. So Broom back to 3-2. Broom making his team best 11th appearance on the year. All out of the bullpen. 1-0 with a 6.10 earned run average. Payoff pitch. Big slow breaking ball fouled away. Broom has given up 7 runs on 7 hits. He's hit 2 batters, walked 5, and struck out 7. They're hitting just 194 against him. Again, the 3-2. Breaking ball popped up. And that, I don't know if anybody sees it. It's up in that tough sky, and three Clippers have their arms out to the side saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, and nobody knows. It falls in for a base knock. Well, as soon as it went up like that, I was able to see it most of the way, and then it just disappeared. Tyler Freeman put his arms out to the side. Anthony Alford made the help me gesture. The only one who saw it was Will Benson. He was sprinting as best he could from center field over to left, but just no chance for him to get there. So it falls harmlessly in. Now, the good news for the Clippers is the base runner at second, Pasquantino. I don't know if he saw it either, because he only gets to third base. They're on the corners. There's a pickoff attempt at first. The throw is high, and the tag is late. The pitch was up out of the zone to Freddie Fermin. And so Pasquantino is at third. Brewer Hicklin gets a single, and he's at first. And you know, I go back to that two-base E7. I said it at the time when the ball went way up in the air. I thought it was that time of night where you could lose a high fly ball like that. And maybe Alford did momentarily and then picked it up on the way. His route didn't really vary. He got to the spot, and the ball just glanced off the end of his glove. 2-0 pitch. Uh-oh, here go another one. A high fly ball to left, and he doesn't know where that one is either. Yep, it's going to fall in behind him. Here comes one run. Here comes another. Freddie Fermin with a double. And if you're Anthony, I mean, listen. Anthony Alford has not had a good night tonight defensively. He's not had a good night at the plate. But that young man is just a victim of circumstance right here. There's nothing you can do. That ball gets up above the lights. You can't see it. You just go in the last known direction. That's what he did. This time the ball fell behind him rather than in front. And so two runs come in on the Fermin. Lost in the lights double. Lost above the lights, I guess we should say. Runner at second base. Here comes the pitch to Gabriel Kinsell. He's 3-for-3 on the day and 7-for-10 in the series. The pitch is in for a called strike, 0-1. Boy, you feel for Alford in those situations. Pitch, breaking ball, a little bit high. Well, so it's 9-5 now. Omaha in front. Here's the 1-1 from Broom. Slider misses outside. Two balls and a strike. One of those days, fans, for the Clippers, it's just one of those days. To one pitch. That's in there for a called strike, 2-2. Nine runs, 10 hits for Omaha. Five runs, 7 hits for the Clippers. Next pitch is outside, 3-2. That double. And it'll go down to the books that way. I mean, it doesn't belong there. It's a routine pop-up. Both of those last two were. This inning should be over. It should have been three flyouts to left field. That's it. Inning over. But here comes ball four outside. Runners at first and second. But it goes down as a double. It's the first extra base hit allowed by Robert Broom this season. Tough way to give it up. First pitch swing and a ground ball to Tyler Freeman. Throw goes to the second baseman for one. Relay to first in time. And that's a double play. Runner goes to third, but two outs now. Tyron Blanco doubled up. That's no easy feat. Brings up Jacoby Jones. Jones is 0 for 2. Bases loaded, walk, and a pair of strikeouts. Takes outside. One ball and nothing. Jones 2 for 10 in the series. Fermain leads off of third base. Here's the set by Broom. Now the pitch. Just outside. 2-0. Lavastina lays down the sign, sets the mitt on the inside part of the plate. Broom missed his spot too far outside, 3-0. Omaha trying to tie this series at two games apiece. The Clippers lead the all-time series, but it's been a snug one. There's a called strike. There's a ground ball left side. That's going to get through for a base knock. Jacoby Jones comes through, got a 3-1 fastball, and puts it into left, scoring for Mean. And opening this thing up, it's a 5-run lead. Ten-5 now. Storm Chasers on top of the Clippers. Clippers lead the all-time series 22-20. Of course, they played a lot of games last year, but before that, they met in the crossover days with the, at the time, Royals playing in the American Association. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball left side again. Passed Fermin. Grabbed by Freeman. Throw to first. Good dig by Fry and a good stretch by the first baseman for out number three. So a very tough bottom of the six comes to a close for the Clippers. They give up three runs in the inning. There were three hits and one costly Clippers error. A couple of balls lost. In a tough night sky, and it's just been a tough night for Columbus. 10-5 Omaha as we go to the seventh.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters. And it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo. Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top of the order for the Clippers in the top of the seventh inning. And there is work to be done. Columbus down 10-5. Will Benson lead things off. Benson is 0-for-3 so far. First pitch to him is in for a called strike over the outside corner. Colton Brewer is on to pitch for Omaha. Clippers have finally touched up the Storm Chasers bullpen. They got a run in the sixth inning. Another called strike. Quickly 0-2 to the Clippers center fielder. Tough. Bottom of the sixth inning for the Clippers. Here's a breaking ball. Bounces in front of home plate. Benson lays off. For those of you scoring at home, two of the three runs were unearned. There's a high pop-up behind home plate, and that will reach the seats for a souvenir. Andres Nunez gave up a run on two hits, walked a man, struck one out in one inning of work. Clippers have crept back in this ball game several times. They've never been able to erase the deficit entirely. Benson swings and fouls the next pitch away. But every time they've done so, Omaha's come right back and opened it back up. Now it's a five-run advantage. That is their largest of the night. Next pitch, breaking ball, fouled once more. Brewer making appearance number 9 on the year. 1-0 with a 450 earned run average. Benson swings and skies another one behind home plate. Will this one be playable? Fermin goes to the screen, but it's four rows deep. Brewer has 17 strikeouts in 12 innings, battling here with Will Benson. Three defenders on the right side of the infield. Everybody's on the dirt. Clay Dungan with his heels right up against the outfield grass at second base. Again, the 1-2. Again, a breaking ball, and this one is hit hard, but right at Vinny Pasquantino. He'll make the short hop pickup and take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted put away. Pasquantino made that play look a lot easier than it was. It was a smash. But it turns into out number one. Here's Tyler Freeman, 0-for-3. Squares to bunt. And fouls it on the third base side. And that's a young man trying to get going, trying to get anything to go his way, because right now things aren't going his way. He is 2 for his first 20 in AAA. He doesn't strike out much, 2 strikeouts, but he's also not a guy that's going to draw a ton of walks. He is a contact hitter, and he's been successful everywhere he's been prior to this stint to start his AAA career. Checks his swing and a pitch low, and it's 1-1. Freeman, a second-round pick in 2017 by the Guardians, a competitive balance-round pick. Came up as a shortstop. A lot of people like him better as a second baseman long-term. He swings and fouls this one away. But with Gabriel Arias on the shelf, broken hand out 6 to 8 weeks, Freeman's going to get a lot of time at short for the Clippers. 1-2 pitch. Fouled on the third base side. We'll do it again. 10 runs on 11 hits for Omaha. 5 runs on 7 hits for the Clippers. The hits have been big ones. 3 homers and a double. as many home runs as singles. Freeman swings and hits it up the middle, and that'll get through for a base knock. Just a straightaway approach there, and Freeman comes away with a base hit. He had a double yesterday, a single today. Hopefully, gears your start meshing nicely, and he'll get back on the horse. Man on and a man out for Brian LaVastita. Time call. The Omaha pitcher wants to go clean the spikes off. So I believe that counts as a disengagement. First pitch, late swing, strike one. Get to this date in Clippers history brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. 0-1. Late swing again, this time a foul ball out of play on the first base side. We'll go back to 1987. Jay Buhner powered the Clippers to a 10-1 victory over the Tidewater Tides. He went 4-for-5 with all kind of extra base power. Two doubles, two homers, four batted in, and three runs scored. 0-2 pitch to LaVastita. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third. Castellano has it, goes to second for one. The relay to first, and that's a double play. Buhner would lead the International League in home runs with 31 round trippers. Next year, though, he'd be traded to Seattle for Ken Phelps' bat. Clippers are gone after the double play at stretch time in Omaha. Storm Chasers lead the Clippers 10-5.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Another new Clippers hurler. Zach Draper takes the hill. The left-hander, 6'3", 200 pounds from Salt Lake City, Utah. Guardians' 30th round pick back in 2017. Takes over for Robert Broom. Broom gave up three runs, but only one of those runs was earned. It was just a miserable inning for the Clippers as several high fly balls lost above the lights. Fell in for base hits and opened the door for a three-run frame. And that turned a two-run ball game into a five-run affair. Draper's going to try and keep it right there. Ivan Castillo to lead things off. Then back to the top of the order for Clay Dungan and Vinny Pasquantino. Castillo 1-for-3 tonight with a double. Time called as we had a rogue baseball from the stands get out onto the field to play. Ready to go. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike on the inside corner. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. 0-1 pitch hit to right field. Gonzalez over toward the line will pull it in for the out. Top of the eighth inning at Nashville. The Norfolk Tides leading 5-3. Nashville sounds a half game ahead of the Clippers in the IL West for first place. Iowa leading at St. Paul. Top of the eighth, 5-2 there. Bottom of the fourth at Memphis. In the second game of a doubleheader, Jacksonville leading 3-2, looking for the sweep. Jumbo Shrimp beat Memphis 7-3 in the opener. Took 10 innings, but Scranton Wilkes-Barre wins 8-7 at Rochester. 1-0 pitch called a strike to make it 1-1 to leadoff man Clay Dungan. Draper's pitch. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. Durham Bulls at Buffalo Bisons. The battle of big woolly mammals. 2-1 pitch. Strike called at the top of the zone. Durham scored two runs in the top of the ninth to tie it, and Buffalo scored one in the bottom to win it. 5-4 the final. Buffalo comes out on top. Breaking ball from Draper, fouled away, 2-2. Lehigh Valley wins 6-2 at Syracuse, dropping the Mets to 9-18 on the season. Toledo at home beats Worcester 6-2. Charlotte pounded Gwinnett at Cool-Ray Field 12-2. 2-2 pitch. Another breaking ball. This one's low and away, full count. Louisville at Indy rained out. They were supposed to finish yesterday's game and then play a seven-inning affair. That won't happen. They'll play two sevens tomorrow, and they'll play a doubleheader again when the teams meet in August. Payoff pitch. Up top for ball four. Man on and a man out for Vinny Pasquantino. Draper dangles the left arm, looks in for his sign. He's got it. Now the pickoff attempt at first is late. Draper 2-0 for the Clippers this year with a 5.63 earned run average, appearance number 7. Eight innings, just one walk. Prior to that one, here's a ground ball to the shortstop playing second. He'll go to the third baseman playing shortstop, who throws to first base where the first baseman is for the inning-ending double play. 6-5-3 on the twin kill. That'll do it for the Storm Chasers here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And we go to the eighth with the Clippers down 10-5.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for Papa John's here in Central Ohio. I started out delivering pies and fell in love with pizza. Do you like the fast pace of food service? Do you love the pizza biz like I do? Here's what makes Papa John's the right place for you. It's really our operating platform. No fryers or oily pans. We don't have dining rooms. We don't have headsets. We rock the kitchen. Our original fresh dough and quality ingredients deliver a product that you can believe in. Our operating hours work for you. Our simple menu means no coming in at 7 a.m. to prep. We open at 10:30 each day and close at 11 on weekdays and 12 on weekends. Want to grow? Every one of our area coaches, as I did, started out as an hourly team member. So come join the team and find out why Papa John's is the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clippers coming up in the eighth inning. Starting to run out of time. Columbus has battled throughout, but every time they have landed a punch, Omaha has countered. Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off, swings at the first pitch, hits it down the right field line, and it falls in for a base hit. Well, Oscar's been punching all night. Solo home run in the second. This is his third hit overall. Leadoff man aboard. That's a good start. Here is Anthony Alford. You know he would love to come through with a big hit here. Joined the Clippers after being signed by the Guardians to a free agent contract. Looking for his first hit. He's committed two errors tonight. And two fly balls hit his way that just went up above the lights and fell into the outfield grass as he helplessly searched for the baseball. And he wasn't alone. The left side infielders had no idea where the balls were either. First pitch, a swinging strike. The next is as well. Quickly 0-2. Colton Brewer still out there. Next pitch, inside. One ball, two strikes. Brewer gave up a single in the seventh, but wiped it out with a double play ball. Right side of the infield, pretty open. Clay Dungan, the second baseman, playing pretty close to the bag. Pasquantino holding the runner on at first. Big swing and a miss on 1-2. And Alford down on strikes. One down for Trenton Brooks. Brooks is hitless 0-2, but he's got a walk and a run scored. 10-5 ball game. Pitch is inside. Got away a bit from Freddie Fermin, but no advancement by Gonzalez, 1-0. Omaha trying to knot the series at two games apiece. If the Clippers can rally and win, they would guarantee themselves no worse than a split. Clippers have not lost a series this year. Next offering is a fastball under the arms. Next pitch is up out of the zone, 3-0. Now, the Clippers have not won a road series yet this year. They split three apiece at Lehigh Valley, did the same thing at Indianapolis. At Lehigh Valley, they lost the first two games, rallying to win three of the next four. And it went the other way in Indianapolis. They took two of the first three, but then wound up losing each of the last two games in walk-off fashion. 3-1 pitch. Hit high in the air and deep to right field. Did he get it? Hicklin back at the track, at the wall. Bye-bye! The Clippers do it again. Home runs have been how they've scored most of their runs tonight. Two-run shot for Trenton Brooks. Gonzalez scores in front of him. And it's a three-run game. For Brooks, his first home run of the season. 105 miles per hour off the bat. Brings up David Fry. Fry is 2-for-3, a two-run home run and an RBI double. Swings at the first pitch and rolls it up the middle for a base knock. Three-hit night for David Fry. With Brooks back on the roster, Fry hadn't played in a little bit, but he gets back in there today and makes good on it. Triple shy of the cycle. Mitch Tolman to the plate. The bottom half of the Clippers' order, the bottom third most particularly, has been outstanding, and really that's happened all year long. 7-8-9 for Columbus tonight. Have only been retired twice. 6-4-8 with two walks. Now, coming into the series, the Clippers have had the best bottom third of the order in the International League in terms of getting on base. 367. In this series, though, it was pretty shaky. Just 143 coming into play tonight, but that has turned right around. Time called here, and I think we're going to get a pitching change. Haven't seen the motion yet. Yep, there it is. Finally, they bought all the time they were going to be allowed to buy, and we will have a change on the mound as Mitch Tolman is scheduled to bat. A left-handed batter. We'll see who they bring in after these words. The Clippers are still down three runs, but with one down, they have a man aboard in the top of the eighth inning. Back after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Foster Griffin is on for the Storm Chasers, 2-0 with a 2.77 ERA and 9 appearances on the year. 13 innings, 16 strikeouts against just 2 base on balls. Now he's given up 2 home runs. Opposition hitting 245 against him, but they want the lefty-lefty matchup here against Mitch Tolman. Now, Tolman has hit well against left-handers this year. In fact, he's hitting over 100 points higher against lefties in a much smaller sample size, but he's batting .389 against southpaws with one of his now 3 home runs. He homered earlier in the game. Solo shot in the third, also has a single and a walk. Clippers down 10-7, top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. And it is in for a called strike. Breaking ball makes it 0-1. Hits are even at 11 apiece. Breaking ball from Griffin finishes low and away. And when you look back over the scorecard and you see 4 unearned runs in a game the Clippers trail by 3, makes you gnash your teeth a little bit. The 1-1, fouled back to the screen. Clippers bats have done a nice job throughout most of this series. Yesterday they were shut out, losing 5-0. Self-inflicted wounds have hurt the last couple of days. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit out towards second base. Slow roller, and they are going to only get one. They're only going to get one run. David Fry was the base runner, and as the second baseman Dungan picked it up and threw over to the shortstop, Fry just went prone on the ground. He was nowhere near second base. He wanted to make sure he wasn't in the way of a throw, but also that they couldn't just tag him out and then throw to first. There will not be a double play. Fielder's choice goes 4-6. And Tolman replaces Fry at first. Jose Fermin, 1-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. Big breaking ball to him is in for a called strike. Left-hander stares to first, now kicks and deals. And a pitch inside actually hit the bat, foul ball. Fermin was trying to kind of spin out of the way, and the bat got in the way of it. So he's now down to the count 0-2. Aaron Pinto up throwing for the Clippers in the bullpen. We'll probably see him in the bottom of this eighth inning. Here's the pitch. And it's an inside-out swing and a foul ball on the third base side. Clippers have set a new high for home runs in a game with the shot from Trenton Brooks. That's their fourth of the night. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Fermin. Tolman stays at first. Not taking any chances, down three runs in the eighth inning. Griffin delivers. Breaking ball just low. He has not given in here. He does not want to throw a fastball to Fermin. See if he tries to sneak one by him here on 2-2. Here it comes. That was a strike, but fouled back to the screen, and I'm not sure. Had a little bend to it at the end there. Didn't get a radar gun reading on it. Not sure what that pitch was. But regardless, still 2-2. Here it comes. There's a fastball, and it's lifted out towards the second baseman. It'll fall to the dirt. Dungan picks it up, throws to first, and just got Fermin for out number three. The Clippers get two runs on three hits. They leave a man. They whittle into the lead a little bit, but they still trail it by three heading to the bottom of the eighth inning.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Aaron Pinto on the pitch for the Clippers. We go to the bottom half of inning number eight. Clippers trailing 10-7 against the Storm Chasers. Pinto 1-1 in nine appearances with a 5.59 earned run average. He's pitched 9 2/3 innings, 10 strikeouts, 3 walks. A lot of hits, 13 hits. 9 runs have scored against him, but only 6 of those have been earned. The Clippers' runs versus earned runs is a starkly different number on the season, and it is tonight as well. Columbus has allowed 123 runs on the year, but only 101 of those have been earned. And really tonight, earned runs versus runs, I talked about that earlier. Clippers down 3, 4 unearned runs, but you go back to the first inning, and the Storm Chasers really only did the damage themselves for one of the 4 runs that scored. They had a single and then a double. And then a walk loaded the bases. After that, you had a base hit from Gabriel Cancel. Tip your cap, chalk it up. Foul ball here on 0-1 makes it 0-2 to the batter, Brewer Hicklin. After that run scored, there was a bases loaded hit by pitch, bases loaded walk, bases loaded wild pitch. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Hicklin is a strikeout victim for Aaron Pinto. After that, the Storm Chasers manufactured a run in the third inning. Leadoff single, caught stealing, then a walk and a stolen base for Dyron Blanco. He came around on Angelo Castellanos' single. In the fourth inning, two unearned runs scored on a pair of singles. In the sixth inning, three runs scored, none of which should have come in at all. The first three balls in play all should have been caught, but circumstances conspired against that happening. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's in for a called strike against Freddie Fermin. Boy, Aaron Pinto has come out throwing strikes here. Five pitches, all in the zone. One strikeout. He's ahead in the count now, 0-2. Fermin had a double in that sixth inning that drove in a run. Excuse me, drove in two runs. 1-2 pitch is in the dirt, gets to the backstop, 2-2. The Clippers have gotten their runs on the board largely with homers. 2-2 pitch. Ooh, that's a good one. But the home plate umpire didn't like it. And so the count is full. The pitch. That's low and away for ball four. Clippers got a solo home run from Oscar Gonzalez in the second inning. Solo blast from Mitch Tolman in the third. David Fry hit a two-run homer in the fifth. In the eighth inning, Trenton Brooks had a two-run homer. The only Clippers run that hasn't scored on a home run today was David Fry doubling home Oscar Gonzalez in the sixth inning. I'll go back to that 2-2 pitch, and it certainly looked to me like Pinto had Freddie Fermin struck out, but instead he's at first base with one down. Here's Gabriel Kinsell. The Clippers haven't gotten him out tonight, and they've barely gotten him out in the series. He is 7 for 10. Swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Pitch. Breaking ball low. Designated hitter with singles in the first, third, and fourth innings, and he walked in the sixth. Here he takes a called strike at the knees. It's 1-2. Runner started to go, then put on the brakes. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Kinsell down on strikes. And that is out number two. Brings up Dyron Blanco. Blanco was hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the third, struck out in the fourth, and hit into a double play in the sixth inning. Righty-righty matchup. The first pitch. Pinto delivers. It's swung on and fouled to the screen. 0-1. Same game time tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch, and then we'll wrap things up on Sunday with a 2:05 local start. That's 3:05 back home. The pitch. Strike three. Or excuse me, strike two called. The scoreboard had it as two strikes, but it is now 0-2. Blanco waits and held back. He started to swing there and tried everything he could do to hold it back and just did. Next offering. And that one's in the dirt. Runner takes off. Lavastida can't pick it up cleanly and would have had no chance anyway. A wild pitch. So Freddie Fermin is now at second base. The Clippers will play the vast majority of their road games over the next 2 months in the Central Time Zone. Next trip is to Iowa. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and missed. And that is the end of the eighth inning. Come back to Omaha in the end of June and another trip to Iowa. The only one in the Eastern Time Zone in Indianapolis the second week of June. We go to the ninth. Last chance for the Clippers. They're down 10-7.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses monitoring a retirement plan. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
Struggling with anxiety, depression, facing major life changes, or just need someone to talk to? Open Arms Counseling is here to help. Open Arms Counseling creates the safe space to begin your healing and reach your goals. If you need help, go to OpenArmsCounseling.com today.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top of the ninth, top of the order for the Columbus Clippers. They need three runs to tie. Omaha back to the bullpen. Arodis Vizcaino will take over on the hill. The 31-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, 6 feet tall, 245-pounder. He's only allowed one run this season, and since then has a six-inning scoreless streak. So the Clippers are going to have to try and do some damage to that streak here with Will Benson to lead things off. He's 0 for 4. Benson struck out in the first and third. He flied to left field in the fifth and grounded sharply to the first baseman in the seventh inning. First pitch to him, he swings and hits it to right field. That is going to be in for a base hit. And now Benson heading for second. He'll make it with a double. It was a diving attempt by Brewer Hicklin. It glanced off his glove and went over toward Jacoby Jones. Good heads-up base running there from Benson to get himself into scoring position. Down three runs. You don't want to take unnecessary chances on the bases, certainly, and run yourself into an out. But Benson realized that he had plenty enough time. He's at second for Tyler Freeman. Freeman bounced one up the middle in the seventh inning. First base hit of the game. Takes here a fastball for a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Baked to second by Vizcaino. Now the pitch. And it swung on and fouled away. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Time called by the batter just before the pitch. Now the 0-2. Hit on the ground to third base. That's a fair ball. That's going to roll all the way down the line. Oh, it clanks off the sidewall. That's a break for the Clippers. It'll be a double for Freeman, his second in as many days, his second hit of the game, and it drives home Will Benson. Well, that's where that extra 90 feet works out for Will. I don't think he scores from first on that play. But the Clippers get a run on back-to-back doubles, and now the potential tying run is at the plate in Brian LaVastita. Yeah, the Clippers have already hit a season-best 4 home runs today. If LaVastita can connect here and break his over, he could knot this thing up. 10-8 ball game. Still nobody out for the Clippers in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch is over but low for ball one. Don't count the Clippers out. They have had some late-inning magic. The middle innings is where they have been best this year. And they scored in the fifth and sixth today. Big swing by LaVastita, fouled it back. Clippers have outscored their opponents in the middle innings by a fair piece this year. But even though they scored 3 runs in the middle third, they were actually outscored 5-3. One. Oh, up and in, gets away. That should be a... Is it a... Now, wait a minute. What's going on here? Hit batsman is the call. I thought maybe it just got away from Freddie Fermin and it would have sent Freeman to third base, but instead a hit batsman puts LaVastita at first, and Oscar Gonzalez strides to the plate representing the go-ahead run. Well, this is exactly the guy you want up in this situation if you're the Clippers. He's already homered once today. The Clippers are 7-0 in games in which Gonzalez hits a home run. The blast in the second was his 8th of the year. He's already 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored. Wind blowing out toward left. Here's the pitch from Vizcaino. It swung on, hitting the air to right center field. Jones over toward the gap. He'll get there and make the catch. Gonzalez saw a pitch to his liking, thought he could drive it the other way, but didn't get enough. One down now for Anthony Alford. And boy, would it be nice to see him put a charge into one right now. Alford has had a night, and not a good one. This is a quality player who just hasn't gotten off to a very good start in a Clippers uniform. First pitch to him is a fastball low for ball one. He's got some speed. He's got some power. But 0 for his first 9 as a Clipper. One ball, no strikes the count. Vizcaino kicks and deals. Swung on and missed, a breaking ball. 1-1. Clippers have runners at first and second, down 2 runs in the top of the ninth. They have out-hit Omaha, now 13-11. Look to second base by the righty. Now he turns and deals and gets a swing and a miss. Another slider. 1-2 count. Alford pinwheels the bat around a couple of times. Now waggles it as he waits. The 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards the shortstop. Castillo goes to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Alford hustling up the line beats it out, and the Clippers remain alive. Trenton Brooks to the plate. Hitting on the mound as Freddie Fermin heads out to talk to Vizcaino. Last time Brooks came to the plate, he blasted a two-run home run to the lawn seats in right field. They're still well populated out there. 6,025, the paid attendance on Star Wars night, sticking around for the post-game fireworks. Well, they had the meeting on the mound, and then the catcher just called time to go out in front of home plate and relay the defensive signals. First pitch is low for ball one. Now, prior to this year, that wouldn't have meant anything, but if that's a disengagement, if Alford can get a better look, draws a throw, then they may not be able to throw over again. If he can steal second base here, a base hit ties it. I don't know if you take that chance, certainly with two outs in the ninth inning, but there's a pitch in the dirt. Alford started, stopped. And Fermin picks it up. It was right between his feet. He didn't know where it was immediately. That's why Alford thought about second base. But again, in this situation, you've got to be sure in order to take the risk. Pitch. Chopped off the plate, first base side, it kicks foul. Brooks has some power. Here's the pitch. It is over but low, 3-1. Long pause. Now the pitch. Breaking ball is in for a called strike. So it's 3-2. Alford will get a head start at first base. If Brooks can put one in the gap, this game could be tied. There's the pitch. It is ball four outside. They are loaded up for David Fry, and he has been on fire. Fry had a great series at home against Louisville. And tonight, he has gone 3-for-4 with a single, a double, a homer, a triple shy of the cycle. Righty-righty matchup. Here comes the pitch. Swings and fouls it away, 0-1. Five home runs now on the year, 14 runs batted in. Two down, bases full, Clippers trailing 10-8. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. And now Columbus down to their final strike. The pitch. Fastball fouled straight back to the screen. That one registered 97 on the radar gun. Fry able to get a piece to stay alive. Home crowd getting behind their Omaha Storm Chasers trying to cheer them on to a victory in a series tie. Here again comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. For me, not able to hold on. And so Fry still has life at the plate. Boy, this has been a good battle. Every pitch has been in the strike zone. Fry has gotten a piece of all of them. Again, the 0-2. Up and in. Almost hit him. 98 on the radar gun. That's not one you just lean into and take one for the team. Fry ready. Quiet in the batter's box. The pitch. Oh, he got him on a breaking ball. And Fry is saying that should have been a balk. Fry is fired up, but he is out, and the ball game is over. The Clippers fall tonight at Omaha. Final score of 10-8. We'll be back after this.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, this one was a bit of a tough one for the Clippers, I'm sure, to swallow as they fall by a 10-8 final score. The defense, again, committed multiple errors, multiple unearned runs scored. The Clippers' offense really did a nice job tonight. 8 runs total on 13 hits, but not enough in a 10-8 loss against Omaha. Here is how it happened at Warner Park tonight. Omaha scored first with 4 runs in the first inning, and really after that, it was a battle, but the Clippers could not overcome that deficit. Another run for Omaha in the third, 2 unearned runs in the fourth, 3 runs in the sixth, only one of which was earned. The Clippers had a bevy of home runs tonight. Solo shot from Oscar Gonzalez in the second. Mitch Tolman hit a home run in inning number 3. 2-run homer for David Fry, and the Clippers got RBIs from Fry again in the sixth and from Tyler Freeman in the ninth, and a 2-run homer from Trenton Brooks also. But, again, just not enough offense on Star Wars night for the Clippers. Final totals for Columbus, 8 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, 10 men left on base. Omaha, 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. The Clippers are 18-10. Omaha, 13-14. And the same two teams go at it tomorrow night, 7:35 first pitch, 7:30 start to the Spectrum pregame show. I hope you'll be with us. For Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitch reminding you one final time, Clippers fall against Omaha by a final score tonight of 10-8. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.